Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You are about to be a student in class session 591 of this Radio Bible School, and we're in the midst of a study of the history of the Southern Kingdom of Israel in the Old Testament. Just a little bit of review. You remember the kingdom divided. We've been studying in this class the downfall of the northern kingdom because they turned away from God. And now we're looking at the southern kingdom, which lasted several hundred years after the northern kingdom, but then they turned away from God and they were later carried away into Babylonian captivity. Now we're at a very critical juncture in the history of the Bible. You know how God had promised David that of his seed he would raise up one to sit on his throne. But now Athaliah is going to become queen. And as queen in Jerusalem, she tries to destroy all of the seed of David. That was her own grandchildren, because she wanted to reign as queen. And she wanted Jerusalem to turn from the worship of Jehovah to the worship of Baal. Now, we've been looking at some material leading up to this, and I thought it would be good to just read from the Bible the stories of the events leading up to this critical juncture. And so we're going to read about Jehu, and then we're going to read about Athaliah's son, who was king before her. It's when he died that she stepped to the throne. Jehoram died, and so Athaliah then tried to reign as queen. So we're going to be looking at that, and the text is 2 Kings chapters 9 and 10. And if you have not heard the story of Jehu, well, you're going to be fascinated by what the Bible says about this bloody man. Now, we'll turn to 2 Kings chapter 9 in just a moment. Before we do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this Radio Bible School. And now, for the story of Jehu. And I don't know a better way to tell that story than just to read the way it is written in the Word, because it is written so fascinatingly. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 1. And Elisha the prophet called one of the sons of the prophets and said unto him, Gird up thy loins, and take this vial of oil in thy hand, and go to Ramoth Gilead. And when thou comest thither, look out there Jehu, a son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in, and make him arise up from among his brethren, and carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the vial of oil, and pour it on his head, and say, Thus saith Jehovah, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then open the door, and flee, and tarry not. So the young man, even the young man the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting, and he said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. And Jehu said, Unto which of us all? And he said, Unto thee, O captain. And he arose and went into the house. And when he poured the oil on his head, he said unto him, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of Jehovah, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of Jehovah at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab every man-child, and him that is shut up, and him that is left at large in Israel, And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah. And the dogs shall eat Jezebel and the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. When Jehu came forth, now this is 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 11. When Jehu came forth to the servants of his Lord, and one said unto him, Is all well? Wherefore came this mad fellow to thee? He said unto them, You know the man, and what his talk was. And they said, It is false, tell us now. And he said, Thus and thus spake he to me, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, I've anointed thee king over Israel. Then they hastened and took every man his garment and put it under him on the top of the stairs and blew the trumpet, saying, Jehu is king. 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 14. So Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshah, conspired against Joram. Now Joram was keeping Ramoth-Gilead, he and all Israel, because of Hazael, king of Syria. But King Joram was returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Jehu said, If this be your mind, and let none escape and go forth out of the city, go to tell it in Jezreel. So Jehu rode in a chariot, and he went to Jezreel, for Joram lay there. And Ahaziah, king of Judah, was come down to see Joram. 2 Kings 9 in verse 17. Now the watchman was standing in the tower of Jezreel. And he spied the company of Jehu as he came and said, I see a company. And Joram said, Take a horseman and send to meet them. And let him say, Is it peace? So there went one on horseback to meet him. And said, Thus saith the king, Is it peace? And Jehu said, What hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. And the watchman told the saying, The messenger came to them, but he cometh not back. Then he sent out a second on horseback, and came to them and said, Thus saith the king, Is it peace? And Jehu had answered, What hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. And the watchman told, saying, He came even unto them, and cometh not back. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshah, for he driveth furiously. 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 21. And Jehoram said, Make ready. And they made ready his chariot. And Jehoram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot. And they went out to meet Jehu, and found him in the portion of Naboth, the Jezreelite. And it came to pass when Joram saw Jehu that he said, Is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, What peace? So long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many. And Joram turned his hands and fled, and said to Azariah, There is treachery, O Ahaziah. And Jehu drew his bow with his full strength and smote Joram between his arms. And the arrow went out at his heart, and he sunk down in the chariot. Then said Jehu to Bidgar, his captain, Take up and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite. For remember how that when I and thou rode together after Ahab his father, Jehovah laid this burden upon him. Surely I have seen yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, said Jehovah, and I will requite thee in this plat, saith Jehovah. Now therefore take and cast him into the plat of ground according to the word of Jehovah. 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 27. But when Ahaziah the king of Judah saw this, he fled by the way of the garden house. And Jehu followed after him and said, Smite him also in the chariot. And they smote him at the ascent of Gur, which is by Ibleam. and he fled to Megiddo and died there. And his servants carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem and buried him in the sepulchre with his fathers in the city of David. 2 Kings 9 and verse 29. And in the 11th year of Joram, the son of Ahab began to reign, Ahaziah to reign over Judah. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. And she painted her eyes, and attired her head, and looked out at the window. And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, Is it peace, thou Zimri, thy master's murderer? And he lifted up his face to the window and said, Who is on my side? Who? And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. And he said, Throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses. And he trod her underfoot. And when he was come in, he did eat and drink. And he said, See now to this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter. And they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Wherefore they came back and told him. He said, This is the word of Jehovah which he spake by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, In the portion of Jezreel shall the dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. And the body of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, This is Jezebel. 2 Kings chapter 10. Now Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria. And Jehu wrote letters and sent to Samaria unto the rulers of Jezreel, even the elders, even to them that brought up the sons of Ahab, saying, Now as soon as this letter cometh unto you, seeing your master's sons are with you, and there are with you chariots and horses, a fortified city also, and armor, look ye out the best and meetest of your master's son, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house. But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, Behold, the two kings stood not before him. How then shall we stand? And he that was over the household, and he that was over the city, the elders also, and they that brought up the children, sent to Jehu, saying, We are thy servants, and we will do all that thou shalt bid us. We will not make any man king. Do thou that which is good in thine eyes. Then he wrote a letter the second time, and said to them, saying, If ye be on my side, and if ye will hearken unto my voice, Take ye the heads of the men your master's son, and come unto me to Jezreel by tomorrow this time. Now the king's sons, being 70 persons, were with the great men of the city who brought them up. And it came to pass, when the letter came to them, that they took the king's sons and slew them, even 70 persons, and put their heads in baskets, and sent them unto him to Jezreel. And there came a messenger and told him, saying, They have brought the heads of the king's sons. And he said, Lay them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate until the morning. And it came to pass in the morning that he went out and stood and said to all the people, Ye are righteous. Behold, I conspired against my master and slew him. But who smote all these? Now, no, there shall fall into the earth nothing of the word of Jehovah which Jehovah spake concerning the house of Ahab. For Jehovah hath done that which he spake by his servant Elijah. So Jehu smote all that remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men, and his familiar friends, and his priests, until he left none remaining. Now we're going to pick up that reading in our next lesson at 2 Kings chapter 10 and verse 12. Jehu is not through cleansing Israel from the house of Ahab, neither is he through cleansing them from the prophets of Baal, as we shall see.